News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Members of the Irish Farmers Association have ended their sit-in protest at Bourbia after the state agency's board agreed to an independent expert-led governance review into its operations. Larry Murran is going to stand aside from chairing board meetings for the duration of the review. The Irish Creamery Milk Suppliers Association chose not to protest, although they did call for Larry Murran to step aside. Their president, Dennis Drennan, joins us now. Dennis, you think, if I'm reading between the lines correctly, I get the sense you think the IFA had bigger fish to fry than this.
Well, actually, quite the opposite. IFA took a very strong stance on this and began a protest like 5 weeks ago at this point in time. We consulted with our members, and where our members were not happy with Larry Murran remaining on his chair because of the dual standards. Like, I mean, you can't be at the head of an organisation and still import Brazilian beef, which is completely against the ethos of what we do here. And I suppose, Anthony, to clear up something, a lot of the media have picked up that and have said that Irish farmers are against trade. We're certainly not against trade. We export to about 190 countries worldwide, and we've no issue with product coming in or anything coming in or going out of the country, as it's a wide open economy for trade and has been very successful for us. But all we wanted was similar standards for whatever comes in and what goes out. So I suppose the lightning rod of this whole issue was the fact that we have to produce food to such a high standard, and then other people are allowed to bring in food to the European Union that's of a way lower standard.
But so, why did you not continue your protest then?
Well, we didn't begin a protest. We made our views felt. We had numerous meetings with the Minister for Agriculture, which is the only person who can appoint, hire or fire any board member on board BIA or the chair. The board doesn't have any remit within its capabilities or powers to choose who the board chair is. So the Minister for Agriculture was the only person that could make any decision on who the chair of board BIA is. And we made our views felt to the minister. The minister obviously came under pressure to do whatever he had to do, and he chose, with the full backing of the cabinet, the government, the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach, to leave Larry Murran in place.
Now, there's going to be this independent review. Do you believe that that is a pantomime exercise in lip service, or will it achieve something?
No, I think every organisation has to look at the standards for who's on the board, who chairs the board, what is the remit of the board, what is the remit of the chair. So I think it'll go into a very detailed analysis.
But sure, we know all that, Dennis, don't we? I mean, the material issue is the fact that he, in his corporate capacity, was using Brazilian beef. That's the be-all and end-all, isn't it?
Yeah, well, he hasn't done anything wrong in his corporate capacity as a businessman. He's a very successful businessman with Dawn Farm Foods. But I think there's been a huge amount of misinformation out there about what Dawn Farm Foods is, what standard it needs to reach. And I don't think Larry Murran, as a businessman, hasn't done anything wrong whatsoever. He fills in whatever criteria that his customers require. He had to have a contingency plan to have a contingency plan for his supply of meat for his customers that are, 55 different countries.
But well, if that's all true, why are we investigating?
It's back down to what is appropriate. Like, is somebody like Larry Murran, who in his business does something that's completely against the ethos of Bourbia, and is he a suitable chair for the role of chair of Bourbia if, in a private capacity for commercial gain, he continues to bring in Brazilian beef, which doesn't meet the same standard?
But if this review comes back and says, well, in our view, yep, he's grand, are you okay with that?
Well, sure, look, that's the process that we've engaged in at the moment, and we'll have to see what happens.
And if they come back and say, we don't see an issue, will you accept it?
Well, sure, we'll have no choice at the matter. I mean, this has been exhausted. This has gone on for 6 weeks. But I think, look, you'd be hoping that common sense will prevail, and that, the irony, I suppose, of somebody who's the chair of an organisation that sets the regulations for farmers. Now, Larry Murran personally doesn't. He just chairs the board, but the organisation itself sets the standards. I can't produce the milk that I'm producing this morning here will not be collected by my co-op if I don't meet the board BIA standards. Yet the person who's at the front of that organisation is importing Brazilian beef. So I think there's an ethical issue there, or a perception issue there, that maybe that you'd hope this review will cover.
Dennis, thanks very much. That is Dennis Drennan, who is president of the ICMSA.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.